Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is May 26, 2026. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're thrilled to have you on tonight. I'm going to say hi to people as they have been notified across our platforms. We are live. I see Lebanon, Oregon. Hello. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. Oklahoma. Hello and God bless you. Thank you for coming on. Sunny Florida. Yep, we're in sunny New York right now. Isn't it beautiful? God bless you. Happy to have you on. Let's see what else. Bone Aqua, Tennessee and Humble, Texas. Hello to both of you. God bless you. Very happy to have you on. Hello to all our Texas viewers coming on tonight. We're very happy to have you with us. I see Chicago, Monk's Corners, South Carolina. God bless you both. Washington, D.C., hello to you in the belly of the beast. God bless you for being down there. And we're very happy to have you on with us tonight. I see Ohio as well. Kalispell, Montana. Hello to both of you. God bless you. Happy to have you on tonight. Let's see. Edmond, Oklahoma as well. Tuscaloosa, Alabama. God bless you both. Thrilled to have you on. Oh, Baytown, Texas, I see. I see Miami. Hello, God bless you both, as well as Klamath Falls, Oregon. Hello to you and God bless you. Hello to you in Iowa tonight. God bless you. Thrilled to have you on with us tonight. Oh, let's see. Blessings to you and shalom in the UK. Hello to our friends in England who watch us. God bless you, all of you who are coming on. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Oh, let's see. Queen Creek, Arizona. God bless you. Thrilled to have you on. Darvel, Scotland. Hello to our friends in Scotland and across Europe who are coming on tonight. And our international audience who is now coming in. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us. Great Lakes, Michigan. God bless you. Happy to have you on with us tonight. Commie, Canada. Well, New York ain't far behind, and we do share a border, so I totally understand how you feel. But hello to all our viewers in Canada. We're thrilled to have you on with us tonight. Let's see who else is coming in. I see Ohio coming in. Multiple of you in Ohio. God bless you. Thrilled to have you on. Cassetta, Georgia as well. Utah, God bless you both. Happy to have you on with us. Killingly, Connecticut. Hello to our neighbors in Connecticut. God bless you. Thrilled to have you on with us tonight. I see Mississippi as well as Long Island. Well, God bless you both and hello to our neighbors in Long Island and in New York and across the boroughs who are watching us tonight. We're very happy to have you on with us. Ontario, Canada, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and Massachusetts. God bless all of you. Hello to our neighbor in upstate New York who's on. Very happy to have you on with us. God bless you. Gillette, Wyoming, and Kentucky and Vermont. God bless all of you. Thrilled to have you on with us tonight. Hello to you in Maine. God bless you. Very happy to have you on, as well as North Carolina, South Carolina as well as here. Oh, St. Joseph, Missouri, Oklahoma, Washington State, El Paso, Texas, Billings, Montana. God bless you for coming on tonight. Brownsburg, Indiana as well. San Bernardino, California. And multiple Floridas are coming on as well. So hello to all of you. God bless you. Hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team that are on with us tonight. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So I've asked Chris for a water. So he will be making a cameo appearance to all of you who love to see my husband come on the broadcast. He's coming at some point with it. We'll see when that is. Adirondack Mountains, hello to our neighbors 2 hours north of us in the Adirondacks. We're thrilled to have you on with us tonight. So, as usual, I'm going to open up in prayer. Yesterday was Memorial Day, so our team got a day off, and we are back at it today, people. And boy, are there things right now prophetically being positioned in this nation that we have to talk about. This is incredible to watch these parallels prophetically unfold before our very eyes. We have prophecy to go over as well. So what we're going to do, hello to you in Panama. Just saw you jump on. God bless our viewers in Panama who are watching us tonight. I'm going to open up in prayer. We're going to give this over to the Lord. And then we are going to have a powerful night in the Lord discussing what we are watching unfold in this nation and abroad on multiple fronts. So, and also Sunday was Pentecost Sunday. So we praise Almighty God that the Holy Spirit was sent to this earth. As Jesus ascended, the Holy Spirit came, and that we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Hello, Cyrus. Welcome to the broadcast. Oh, because Chris is coming. So good thing I didn't start in prayer yet. because he's here. No, it's okay. Thank you very much. There he is, everyone. All of you want to see my husband. He's bringing me water right now.
Hi, bye.
Oh, thank you. You brought me too. Thank you very much. You going to say hi to everyone before
yes.
we start?
Nice to see all of you.
Uh-huh. Your eyes look very blue with that shirt on.
Oh.
Your eyes look very blue. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Nice to see all of you.
Isn't it?
Bless you.
God bless you. Hi, Missy. Everyone's here. Everyone follow Daddy downstairs.
Come on.
Oh, we had a new member come to the sanctuary. We'll talk about that at the end. We got a surprise new resident. We will be discussing that at the end. So now that Chris has come in with all the dogs, they've all made their cameos. We are going to now humble ourselves before the Lord, pray, and get started with tonight. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day. Ask you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we sin and fall short, Father. Lord, we praise you. Your mercies are new every single day, Lord. We come before your courts with thanksgiving and praise, saying, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is written, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Help us to seek your kingdom first, Father God. Teach us what pleases you today, Lord, and equip us to walk, Father, in your ways. And Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we acknowledge your Son, Jesus Christ, the Passover Lamb, Yeshua HaMashiach, came to this earth. He was the Word, became flesh. He dwelt among us. The beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. And we praise you that Christ miraculously rose again. He defeated hell, death, and the grave. He blotted out ordinances. He disarmed principalities and powers. The blood of Jesus Christ speaks better things than that of the blood of Abel. And we praise you. He ascended back into heaven. He is ruling and reigning victoriously at the right hand of the Father forevermore, where he is our advocate without ceasing before your throne. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and the name above all names. And we honor that sacrifice of Jesus Christ, Father, before your throne this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let the weight of your glory, your power, your presence, Father God, mightily move in this place, Father. Let your power saturate the airwaves and the atmosphere of this place, Father God. Let the weight of your glory fall. Let the conviction of the weight of who you are in your holiness, Father God, mightily move tonight. Let people tangibly feel your presence, Father God, the presence of the one true living God moving tonight, Father, during this broadcast. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, go before us. Be our front and rear guard. Lord, order our steps. Order my words, Father God, as we mightily go forth. And you fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and our team the humble privilege of being vessels of your power. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you would loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions, and your weapons of war, Father God, to surround us, Lord, north, south, east, and west, above and below, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let your holy fire rest around this property, Lord, to make a hedge, a shield, and a wall of protection, for you are a consuming fire. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every assignment of the enemy, plot, scheme, contract, witchcraft, dark arts, dark magic, sabotage, harm, confusion, Father God, attacks of any kind, Lord, sickness, disease, Father God, slander. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the holy fire of God, let it be dismantled, destroyed, and disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, and rendered powerless. and their communication lines disrupted, so they cannot carry out their plans. Lord, and it cast out, Father God, this day back to the areas you have designated for such, Father, to be blocked from returning or having anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, and most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. We are receptacles of your glory that you fill, Father God. Lord, we praise you, Father God, Lord, for your glory, for your holiness, for your goodness, Father God, for your mercy, for your fire, for your power, Father God. Lord, we praise you, Father God, Lord, that you are the good shepherd, Father God. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not be in want, Father. Lord, we praise you that goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, we know that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, for it is written, I will say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress, our God, in him will we trust. Surely he shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and the perilous pestilence. He shall cover us with his feathers. Under his wings we shall and will take refuge. In Jesus' name, your truth, Lord, your truth shall be our shield and buckler. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Ephesians chapter 6, I ask you put your whole and complete armor on us today, Father God. And we command the shield of faith to go up in the name of Jesus Christ in front of us to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. In the name of Jesus Christ, every arrow, weapon, and dart being fired at us by the enemy and his agents be reversed upon the senders now in Jesus' name. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we command be activated the sword of the Spirit and all its capabilities, Lord, to now work in our favor, to destroy the snares the enemy attempts to place in our way, to pierce, puncture, dismantle, and destroy every plot, assignment, word, weapon, device, agent, snare, or campaign the enemy would attempt to deploy at us, to remove every physical and spiritual blockade and embargo the enemy would attempt to place in our way, to destroy every demonic conspiracy that would attempt to be launched against us, and to make the way straight for us to walk in the victory, power, authority, and prosperity that the Lord God Almighty has ordained for us, Father. We praise you because you are holy, you are righteous, you are on the highest throne. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, Father God. Lord, we praise you that our hope is in the Lord. It's not in a man. It's not in the world. Our hope is in you, Father. We give this to you tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Father God. We love you. We bless your holy name. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you. I felt that. Esther, stop clinging to the door after our new friend. Oh my gosh, if you could see what I just witnessed, she jumps up about 4 feet and clings to the door like Spider-Man. I have never seen a cat do this before, and I have to tell you, she's been doing it quite often since our new friend arrived, but we'll get into that at the end of the broadcast. So welcome to everyone jumping on during prayer. Boy, did I feel that. Praise the Lord. I felt something break. And if you could also share this broadcast, like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. We very much appreciate our viewers doing that. Also, I kept hearing the name Linda. Linda, if you're watching, the Lord has been asking you to do something you have been fighting him on. There is a step and a change in direction he has been asking you to take, Linda, that you have been fighting him on and has been causing you undue warfare and undue stress, Linda. And so I'm telling you today to submit to that direction, stop fighting the Lord, and break the threshold. Take the step of faith, Linda, and you're going to see incredible breakthrough come into your life. So I just wanted to tell you that while I was praying, I did hear that. Okay, so let's begin now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to get up my notes here. All right, guys, we have a lot to go over. There's some biblically deep things here that we're going to go over tonight too. So we're going to do this in a prophetic, orderly, methodical way, so I can show you the course of events that I discerning here, I perceive to be from the Lord. So let's put up the first article. Okay, now this happened, if everyone remembers, I'm going to start with this and we're going to go to Camp David in a few minutes here. But if everyone remembers over the weekend, this did happen. There was another assassination attempt on President Trump. Gunman who believed he was Jesus Christ opened fire on White House checkpoint, shot dead by Secret Service, which is a sad situation all around. A crazed gunman who believed he was Jesus Christ pulled out a revolver and opened fire outside the White House Saturday night before he was quickly taken down by a barrage of shots from the Secret Service, sources said. Nasire Best, 21, remember how old he was, fired at a checkpoint at about 6:10 p.m. So I want you to remember all these things. 21, 6:10 p.m. After being seen pacing in a strange manner up and down 17th Street Northwest, sources told the Post. He only got off a few shots before he was shot and killed in a hail of bullets from federal officers. At least one bystander was also hit and seriously wounded in the skirmish, we'll call it, sources say. Now, I want to read to you a few things here. I first want to go to the word of the Lord from October 7th, 2025. Word of the Lord, October 7th, 2025. Amidst the sword and spear and javelin, that's from 1 Samuel 17, which we're going to get into this more. Amidst the sword and spear and javelin being deployed in your nation, boldly proclaim my word, says the Lord. So those weapons of mass destruction will reverse upon the senders, says the Lord. For the lion and serpent have both gone out, says the Lord. Both predators, one constricts while the other attacks the main lifeline, says the Lord. And he also says, both the lion and serpent have gone out in England, says the Lord as well. And both will strike in tandem, says the Lord. It has gone out in the United States, says the Lord. And the dismantling such in the name of Jesus Christ will expose right before the strike. For the lion and serpent will suddenly turn and hunt each other, says the Lord, including within their own parties, says the Lord. So I wanted to read that to you because that was back from October, and we have been watching this unfold ever since. And there's a pattern here, and I'm going to show it to you. There's something very interesting unfolding with this. This is, let me tell you, these are assignments the kingdom of darkness is sending out, and I'm going to show you how. So, the individual's name was Nasir Best. He was 21. He fired at a checkpoint at 6:10 p.m. The checkpoint was at 17th Street Northwest, okay? Now, he believed he was Jesus Christ. Now, this is important because I'm going to show you the watermark of the spirit of Antichrist hidden in this that solidifies this, but there's some other very telling things within this as well. And we'll get into that in a moment. But he was 21 years old. 21 is a very important number to the kingdom of darkness. They work in numerics. They work in pattern. They work in cycle. So 21 is a very important number to the kingdom of darkness. This is why we see 21 to drink. Blackjack at the casino, you have to get to 21. There is a connection to 21 and vices and opening up the soul. Okay, first of all. Now, to understand why this happened, we have to back up a week or so, and then I'm going to come back to the other components of what happened, meaning it was at 17th Street, the checkpoint, 6:10 p.m. I'm going to get back to all these other components in a minute. So, something President Trump said, combined with this dream that I had, tipped me off that we were entering a very serious time for the president. Now, follow me on this. May 12th, 2026, President Trump makes a public statement with cameras on him. He stated publicly he would take a bullet for this nation. And those words went out nationally. And the enemy is using that to find a legal point of entry in the spirit to bring it to pass in the natural. So President Trump says this May 12th, 2026. May 13th, I have a dream. During the night, I perceive it to be the Lord. He gives me a dream. In the dream, what appears before my face is a group of scripture verses. And in the dream, what appears before my face is 1 Samuel 17:45 through 47. This is what 1 Samuel 17:45 through 47 says. Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you down and cut off your head, and I will give the corpses of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that this entire assembly may know that the Lord does not save with the sword or with the spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will hand you over to us. I have a dream the night after President Trump says what he says. I see 1 Samuel 17, 45 through 47. Now, 45 and 47 are not only Trump's presidencies, but they equal 9-1-1. 4 plus 5 is 9, 4 plus 7 is 11. So I have this dream. The night of prayer is May 15th that we did. So May 15th, we do the night of prayer. I talk about this in the night of prayer. And I said, the last time I was given these scriptures in urgency like this was 6 days before they attempted to kill President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. And I spoke it out on the night of prayer, July 7th, 2024. Something about what President Trump said combined with this dream. We need to intercede and pray that this is not fulfilled, because the enemy is attempting to gain a legal point of entry to cause President Trump to receive what he spoke from his own mouth. And yes, the Lord protects us, but also the president right now has to be very careful what he says in this regard, because the enemy is looking to gain a harvest off of his own words. So the enemy is looking to gain a national harvest off of the words that President Trump is speaking himself. This is important because, you see, the enemy seeks to gain a harvest for himself off of your own words, especially when those words are influential and will gain him entry into other areas and territories that he is seeking to have dominance in. Now, the rededication of this nation was May 17th, 2026. I was at the rededication in Washington, D.C. The nation was rededicated back to Almighty God in the name of Jesus Christ. This assassination attempt occurs 6 days after the rededication. It happened at the 17th Street checkpoint. Remember in the dream, it was 1 Samuel 17, 45 through 47. Those scriptures were spoken by David after Goliath had challenged for 40 days. Now, I had said this, that I believe this is a very serious 40-day window we're in from the time of the rededication. So from May 17th, 40 days out, brings you to June 26, 2026, about a week before our nation turns 250 years old. Now, June is also Pride Month. It's dubbed Pride Month, right? The Word of God says, pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a big fall. This scripture, 1 Samuel 17, 45 through 47, is going to come into play more and more the second half of Trump's presidency. And if you look at this, this attempt happened 6 days after the rededication at around 6 o'clock p.m. in the year 2026. There is your 666 watermark of the spirit of Antichrist that is moving about in this. So there is a spirit of Antichrist that is attempting to bring a great outcry in the nation in this hour. Now, you have the 45-47, which are the presidencies of President Trump, and they also equal 9-1-1. So you have 1 Samuel chapter 17, 9-1-1. This incident occurred 6 days after the rededication of America at the 17th Street checkpoint. So you have 1 Samuel 17, 45 through 47. So you have 17-9-1-1. Right? That this is how we can look at this. 17-9-1-1. It occurs at 6:10 p.m. is when the gunmen started firing rounds. The exchange would have went into 6:11 p.m. by the time he was taken down. Let me tell you what Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 11 says. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. put on the full armor of God so that you may be able to successfully stand up against all the schemes and the strategies and the deceits of the devil. That's what it says. This is a spiritual war that has gone to a whole other level. We are in a heightened level of sophisticated warfare, and the enemy is infuriated. The nation has been rededicated back to the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ, and the administration needs to fight their battles on grounds of covenant, and we're going to get into that. This is a David and Goliath moment we are witnessing in the nation. This is a David and Goliath moment, I believe, with what is going on currently with Iran. And this is how I'm discerning this. Let me show you. So we're going to show you two articles here because the first was reported and now President Trump has suddenly switched plans because of weather. So we're going to put up the first Fox News article for you. Trump convenes rare Camp David. 1 Samuel 17, 45-47. Trump convenes rare Camp David cabinet meeting as Iran deal pressure grows. U.S. conducted strikes on mine-laying vessels and missile launchers near the Strait of Hormuz on Sunday. President Donald Trump will convene a rare cabinet meeting at Camp David Wednesday as negotiations with Iran enter a critical phase. All cabinet members are expected to attend the meeting, first reported by the New York Post and confirmed by Fox News, including outgoing Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard. The gathering comes as the administration weighs next steps in this high-stakes negotiations aimed at securing a broader agreement with Tehran amid a fraying ceasefire. Now, we have an updated article for you to show you. Trump abruptly cancels. Now, keep in mind he does this too after it becomes very public, by the way. So there's probably more than one reason behind this. Trump abruptly cancels Camp David trip after semi-annual physical. President Donald Trump scrapped a rare trip to Camp David on Tuesday after returning from a three-hour medical exam at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center with bad weather cited as the reason for the last-minute change. Trump was scheduled to travel to the presidential retreat in rural Maryland on Wednesday to hold his 12th cabinet meeting since taking office, but the White House announced the gathering would instead be held at the White House. I'm telling you, there's other reasons for this right now. There are other threats that they are not making public, and I'm discerning this. There are other threats and concerns that are going on right now that I believe it could be partly the weather, but I believe there's something else going on here. So it could be the weather, but I believe there's something else percolating and at work here, and this is why it was rerouted. Now, I have this dream, 1 Samuel 17, 45-47. Then the assassination attempt happens. Then Trump wants to go to Camp David, of all places. Now remember, David battled Goliath on grounds of covenant. Let's go to 1 Samuel 17:26 because we're in the year 2026. 1 Samuel 17:26 because the rededication was May 17th. We are in the year 2026. Then David spoke to the men who were standing by him. What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and removes the disgrace from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he has taunted and defied the armies of the living God? That is 1 Samuel 17:26. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? You know what David was saying there? Who is this out of covenant blasphemer who dares to taunt and defy the armies of the living God that are actually in covenant with Almighty God? This is what David is saying. And this is the, which is interesting because it was May 17th, we rededicated the nation back to the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ in the year 2026. And this is 1 Samuel 17:26. Now, of all times, after the covenant is renewed and reestablished, hold on one second here. I'm going back up here to my notes where I was. Okay. So after the covenant is renewed and reestablished with the Lord, right? May 17th. 9 days later, they wanted a rare emergency meeting at Camp David, of all places. Which is interesting because Goliath was 9 feet tall, by the way. When David the shepherd boy faced off and squared off against him. But the covenant is renewed, and then an emergency meeting at Camp David was planned because there is boasting and taunting right now going on the side of Iran. Now remember, Goliath boasts and taunts for 40 days before David shows up. So he is allowed to boast and taunt for 40 days. Why is that? Why would the Lord allow that? Well, God wasn't allowing Goliath to just run his mouth. He was allowing the charges to mount in his court. So the more Goliath was allowed to taunt and he wouldn't stop, the greater the penalty against Goliath and the Philistines when the judgment came down. He was allowing the charges to mount. So sometimes the delay is not because the Lord is allowing that person to get away with it. He's allowing the charges to mount to bring forth an even greater judgment, which will bring forth a greater victory. Now, President Trump is he was the 45th. Now he's the 47th president. 1 Samuel 17, 45 through 47. What I saw in that dream was David pronouncing the judgment on Goliath that came down from God's court as to what was going to become of Goliath and the Philistines before David ever lifted his weapon. Because that is how you battle on the grounds of covenant. David understood the covenant that his people had with the Lord. He understood the legal jurisdiction he had at that moment through the covenant. And he understood that because of the covenant and that Goliath had done this for 40 days, that the judgment had already come on Goliath before David ever got there, before he ever lifted a weapon. 1 Samuel 17, 45 through 47. Let's read it again. Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin." You know what he's saying to the Philistines? "You come at me with physical weapons to kill me." That's what he's saying to him. "You are coming at me with physical weapons, Goliath and the Philistines, to do him in." He says, "But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts," which is God's battle name. That is God the general. "I am coming to you in the name of God the general." So I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. "This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you down and cut off your head, and I will give the corpses of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the field, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel," verse 47, "and that this entire assembly may know that the Lord does not save with the sword or with the spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will hand you over to us." The Lord doesn't save with the sword or the spear. The Lord saves on grounds of covenant. The battle is the Lord's in his court, and what he brings down from his court, that judgment that comes down, is the way the battle is going to go. "That this entire assembly may know that the Lord does not save with the sword or with the spear, for the battle is the Lord's." He's speaking from a place of covenant. He's speaking from a place that covenant is ratified in God's court. He's speaking from a place where that covenant testifies and judges and weighs and measures those who want to blaspheme it. This is how President Trump should be speaking publicly to our enemies and the cabinet and Marco Rubio. Now that the covenant is renewed, the covenant has been renewed. You not only have to battle on grounds of negotiations, and I'm not knocking negotiations because it's a great thing to do, but you have to battle now on the grounds of covenant. David's camp was brought in by emergency by the Lord when Saul did not want to face Goliath. Saul is the king. He doesn't want to face Goliath. There is a spirit of Saul that is about to get torn out of the conservative party. And when Saul did not want to do what the Lord required, here comes Camp David. When Saul refused to do what the Lord required of him with Amalek, when Saul refused to do what the Lord required of him with Goliath, here comes Camp David. You don't negotiate or make deals with the devil. The devil is not after peace. He is after dominance and destruction. You cannot make a deal with the devil and expect that deal to hold. You cannot make deals with those under the influence of the kingdom of darkness and expect that those deals are going to hold. Now, let's put up this article, please. Now, there's a reason I'm putting this up. They did this 6 days ago, Iran. Is that interesting? There's your other six in there. Iran issues chilling war beyond the region threat to U.S., and they tell them they're going to reduce you to ashes. So this is what Iran is saying. So 3 days after the covenant is renewed in this nation, Iran issues this threat. We're going to reduce you to ashes. You know what that means if they want to reduce you to ashes? It means they've erected an altar. It means they have built an altar and put the names and images of leadership in this nation on that altar. This is as much a spiritual war as it is a physical one. I'm going to say this to you. You don't negotiate with the kingdom of darkness. You destroy them. You dismantle them. You revoke the legal grounds they think they have in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't negotiate with Goliath. You slay him. David did not stand there and negotiate with Goliath. He pronounced the judgment that came down from God's court. And then a stone of all things took him down. You don't negotiate with Goliath. Goliath doesn't want to negotiate. Goliath wants to destroy you, dominate you, take your territory, walk all over you, taunt you, boast you, and goad you into fighting out of the flesh instead of on grounds of covenant. Iran is trying to goad the leadership of this nation to fight on grounds of flesh alone, rather than on grounds of covenant. The covenant has been renewed. You battle from that ground. You war from that area first. Now, let's put up the next article. So what I wanted to say is, before I talk about this article, is that the enemy will try to, if you notice, the enemy tried to taunt David into battling out of the flesh. Goliath tried to taunt David and goad him in the flesh. David was in the spirit. He was pronouncing from the spirit. He was pronouncing from God's court. He was pronouncing from covenant the outcome of the battle before he ever picked up a weapon. David looked at the battle and prophesied to the battle, prophesied to the Philistines, prophesied to Goliath what was going to happen in this battle before the battle ever occurred. Imagine if the cabinet warred from that standpoint, prophesied to it by grounds of covenant before the battle ever occurred. You see, now that that covenant is renewed, there has to be a switching into battling off those grounds. See what I'm saying? There has to be a switching here. I'm not saying they're totally not doing that. I'm saying the covenant has been renewed. You war from that point now. You war from that standpoint now, is what I'm saying. Now, let's put up the next article now, because something else is unfolding while we're watching this. Camp David, David and Goliath, 1 Samuel 17, 45 through 47 moment right now with this nation. And I do believe 40 days from the time of the covenant is going to be taunting, treacherous for the cabinet and for the president. And I believe they have to be very careful what they say publicly, and they have to speak to the battles like David spoke to Goliath and the Philistines. I truly believe that. So there's something very interesting going on right now with Israel, because Israel and the United States are connected in this. And I want to show you this because there's something paralleling and unfolding right now that we have to take notice of. Netanyahu taken to a Jerusalem hospital. His office says it's for dental work. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was taken to Hadassah Ein Karem Hospital late this evening, his office says, adding that the premier was receiving unspecified dental work. The statement is issued after Hebrew media reported that he was taken to the hospital. The health of the 76-year-old premier has become a major focus after last month when he revealed that he had recently undergone successful treatment for prostate cancer, but had held off on informing the public, claiming Iran would have used the information to spread propaganda against Israel in the middle of the war. Okay, what's interesting about this? In the midst of what's going on in the United States of America, in the midst of the covenant being renewed, we're approaching our 250th anniversary. Netanyahu is 76 years old. 1776 was the year of America's birth. So Netanyahu is 76 in the year of our 250th anniversary. Something is up with what is happening. Interestingly enough, David reigned 40 years in Jerusalem before he died. This year happens to be 40 years since the Iran-Contra affair. What was the Iran-Contra affair? It was called the Iran-Contra scandal as well, and it was a political scandal in the United States that centered on arms trafficking to Iran between 1981 and 1986, facilitated by senior officials of the Reagan administration. We're going to get back to Reagan in a moment here. This is all going to tie together by the end. You'll see. The administration's justification for the arms shipment was that they were part of an attempt to free seven U.S. hostages being held in Lebanon by Hezbollah, an Islamist paramilitary group connected to Iran's IRGC, Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. The idea to exchange arms for hostages was proposed by Manoushehr Gorbanefar, an expatriate Iranian arms dealer. Some within the Reagan administration hoped the sales would influence Iran to get Hezbollah to release the hostages. All of this unfolding right now is 40 years later that we are watching what's unfolding between Iran, Israel, and Lebanon, Israel. What's going on right now, 40 years later? Israel is fighting Hezbollah in Lebanon. So 40 years after the Iran-Contra affair, we are at war with Iran, and Israel is fighting Hezbollah in Lebanon, all the main players that were there 40 years ago. Here it comes full circle, right? So first of all, now, this was in the Reagan administration. In 2024, President Trump was sworn in, indoors, January 20th, 2024. They did not have the ceremony outside because of concerns. He was sworn in indoors. That was exactly 40 years later. He was sworn in that way after Reagan was sworn in indoors as well in January. So this is all prophetically now coming full circle on a 40-year cycle. Now, I want to read to you the word of the Lord from May 7th, 2026, when it comes to Netanyahu and Israel. You shall see an ox plow its final field before you shall see a bull arise in that nation. Israel is about to change hands, says the Lord, as a changing of the guard in the Middle East shall be triggered when the trumpet is blown, says the Lord. Now, this could be Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, this year or next year. Now, remember, Rosh Hashanah this year, 2026, begins on 9/11. 1 Samuel 17:45 through 47, right? That equals 9/1/1/2. And the Lord is saying, this shall be triggered when the trumpet is blown. This year is Rosh Hashanah 9/1/1, the Feast of Trumpets 9/11 in Israel and in the United States of America. Something is percolating in the spirit with the leader of Israel in a 40-year cycle coming full circle that has to do with Reagan, Iran, Hezbollah, Lebanon, Israel, and the United States. There is something happening that's coming full circle on a 40-year cycle. Now, if you remember back in 2023, I gave a word from the Lord, and he said, Netanyahu shall be the ox for me that topples the regime of Iran, which we have actively watched happen. But there's a shift that has happened. There is something percolating in the spirit with the leadership of Israel changing because of this 40-year cycle that's coming full circle, and it's connected to the United States of America. Now, because of that, because of this 40-year cycle, because of Reagan, because of what we're watching unfold with the United States and Israel, right? You have this David moment, right? Of all times, Trump can go to Camp David, or he desires to go. It's now. That's not an accident. That's prophetic timing. Now they're doing Camp David at the White House. It's still a Camp David meeting. They're just now doing it at the White House. So we are watching things rapidly change, I believe, because of things we are not privy to, threats we're not privy to even, behind the scenes. So now, keeping all this in mind, I'm going to show you something else happening in the nation now and beginning to rise. There is a Reagan remnant on a 40-year cycle that is rising in this nation, in this time, in this season. We are actively watching it happen. It is a David and Goliath contrast. Yes, it is a 1 Samuel 17:45 through 47. It is also a Reagan remnant that on a 40-year cycle is rising, and I'm going to show you how. So we're going to put up the article for you. CNN data guru insists Spencer Pratt can win LA mayor's race. His odds are, quote, up like a rocket. Well, let's just call him Rocket Man now, shall we? Isn't that a song? Let's just call him Rocket Man in the middle of this. Although I think that was the term for the leader of, what was it, North Korea, that he was affectionately named that. But let's talk about this for a minute, because there's more than meets the eye here we have to look at. And it's not just Spencer Pratt. It's a group of people like him that are coming, that are being raised up in this time. And this is what the article says. There is a reason people like Spencer Pratt and others like him are coming to the forefront. Well, I wrote this actually, in this time. They are accelerating to the forefront. So the article talks about that his odds for winning mayor of LA are up like a rocket, right? And they said, look, chances are he still won't be the next mayor of Los Angeles. I don't know about that, but there's a pretty decent chance of it. It's now up over a quarter of a 27% chance. Okay, very interesting. Very interesting. So, there is a reason people like Spencer Pratt and others like him are coming to the forefront in this time, are accelerating to the forefront, quote, like a rocket, past the seasoned red tape, the lobbyists, the touting, deal-making political machine. It is coming in like a wrecking ball. To that, there is a window here that's unfolding. This is a season where the unlikely are being raised up. Not the seasoned politician. This is the season of Davids, of the Reagans, because the Goliaths within the earth have come out to challenge, have come out to boast, have gotten a little too overconfident in their arsenal. Now, It has to do with a prophetic Reagan remnant that is rising on this 40-year cycle. So Reagan was sworn in January 20th, 1985, I believe it was, and he's sworn in indoors. President Trump is sworn in January 20th, 2025, exactly 40 years later, indoors. Now remember, it was 40 days that Goliath taunted, and in 1 Samuel 17, that number biblically has to do with trial and judgment. When Reagan came to office, Russia was the big issue, and Iran was a barking dog in the background. 40 years later on this cycle, a reversal has happened, and Iran is now the issue at the forefront, and Russia is the barking dog in the background. Now, the White House Correspondents' Dinner, the assassination attempt that occurred against President Trump and the cabinet, April 25th, 2026, was at the same hotel, the Washington Hilton, that 45 years prior they attempted to assassinate Reagan. President Trump was the 45th president. The address of the Washington Hilton is 1919 Washington Avenue. 911 is within that address. There is this Reagan era that is rising with leadership that is being positioned in Congress, with governors, with mayors, to combat the rise of Haman being positioned, because this is a Cold War of a different kind. Same root, different enemy. Socialist Democrats aligning with radical Muslims. This is a Cold War of a different kind. And Spencer Pratt of Los Angeles, he was a reality star. He was an actor like Reagan was. Reagan was an actor before he ever became president. He was an actor before he was a politician. Spencer Pratt, actor, reality star, before he's a politician. And let me show you something else. Spencer Pratt lives in Los Angeles, I believe. He's running for mayor of Los Angeles. Let me show you what's hidden in his name. So if you take Spencer Pratt in Los Angeles, you can actually spell Reagan from his name and where he is running for mayor right now. Spencer Pratt, Los Angeles. From that, you can actually spell Reagan. In this time, in this season, 40 years later, I don't think that's an accident. I think this is timing. Now, to solidify this even more for you, there is a Reagan 911 moment in the nation when it comes to leaders, governors, mayors. Pratt is pledging to bring a golden age for Los Angeles now. So first Trump says this is America is entering its golden age. And now Spencer Pratt is claiming he's going to bring a golden age for Los Angeles. Now remember, at the Kentucky Derby, this horse by the name of Golden Tempo won the Derby. Skip the Preakness. He's set to come back and run against Renegade in the Belmont, which is in New York. Golden Tempo's number is 19. Renegade's number is 1. Together they make 911. If Golden Tempo and Renegade either come in, Golden Tempo Renegade or Renegade Golden Tempo, you're going to have 911 in New York from this race, which is a picture of what's happening in the nation. Also, California and New York are connected spiritually. So if you have a 911 in New York, you have a 911 moment in California. They are the same spiritual atmosphere. New York and California, they're the two bookends of the nation. They are connected spiritually. This is why these individuals are being raised up now. Because in this nation, they are attempting to resurrect an iron curtain of a different kind. And we are watching a 40-year cycle prophetically come back in this nation. So the cycle is coming to its fullness and coming full circle in the nation. And the political giant machine that are the Goliaths are meeting their Davids, are meeting their Reagans, are coming to that moment, that battle in the valley. That 1 Samuel 17:45 through 47 moment. Now, for those of you who don't know this, the Iron Curtain, basically the U.S. declared the Truman Doctrine of, quote, containment of communism in 1947. And here we are in the 47th presidency, and the Socialist Democrats with the radical Muslims are attempting to resurrect the Iron Curtain again in this nation. They're trying to do it in England as well, in Europe as well. Now, in 1946, Winston Churchill gave his Iron Curtain speech. Now, I'm gonna go back for a minute to verse 46 of 1 Samuel 17. What does verse 46 say? This day the Lord will hand you over to me and I will strike you down. Okay, this is what that scripture says. So that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Well, in 1946, let's go back to it now. Winston Churchill gave his Iron Curtain speech. 2026 is exactly 80 years since that speech was given. And it is this year, 2026, that President Trump is set to turn 80 years old. And we are watching the attempted resurrection of the Iron Curtain, not only in this nation, but look at what's happening in England, whom Churchill led. They are attempting to resurrect it there. Guess who was part of the Iron Curtain? Iran. Iran was part of that Iron Curtain. I believe, this coming full circle, England is getting ready to have another Churchill moment. It's getting ready to have a Winston Churchill moment. It's coming. And when it comes, it will be with force and a national movement that the world will not soon forget. You see, this is all coming to a crescendo and all coming to a full circle on a 40-year cycle, on an 80-year cycle for England. And we're watching them attempt to resurrect the Iron Curtain again. In this nation, in England, in parts of Europe. And when that happened, Reagan was raised up to challenge the Iron Curtain and tear it down. The Iron Curtain was a Goliath of sorts. It was a Goliath that was raised up to taunt and to threaten and to stand there and to threaten to harm and do battle. And now we're watching it come all over again. And now President Trump is on a parallel with Reagan. He's on a parallel with David. His presidencies are directly connected to 1 Samuel 17, 45 through 47, because those were his presidencies, and the covenant was renewed May 17th, and it was on 17th Street that that individual attempted to fire shots at the White House. This is all prophetically connected. And these nations are percolating. This is why suddenly he wants an emergency meeting at Camp David. It's not random. It's prophetic. It's because when Goliath is taunting, Camp David is brought in. When Goliath is taunting, Camp David is brought in. And when David was brought in, he warred from the grounds of covenant and pronounced how the war was going to go before he ever lifted a weapon. Imagine if a leader got on TV publicly and spoke the way David spoke before they ever sent a fighter jet into battle. And this day the Lord will hand you over to us, and we will strike you down so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. There is a God in the United States of America, and the battle is the Lord's, and he will hand you over to us. David did that before the king and the entire army of Israel that were quaking and afraid to face Goliath. You know what they were doing? They were taking part in the policy of appeasement. in the policy of delay. Saul and Israel were trying to appease and delay Goliath as long as possible so they wouldn't have to fight him. Appeasement doesn't work with the kingdom of darkness. Appeasement doesn't work with Goliath. Delay doesn't work. The only reason the Lord allowed the 40-day delay is to allow the charges to mount and allow him to get David there and into position to carry out the judgment that he had ordained. That's the only way delay works. When God's timing, delays aren't denials. Delays at times are repositioning to get you to where you need to be perfectly positioned at the moment you are needed. And we're watching all of this unfold at the same time, simultaneously, prophetically, in this nation, at this time, is not an accident. This scripture, 1 Samuel 17:45 through 47, is going to come more and more and more sobering and into play the rest of President Trump's presidency. But the enemy is trying to gain a harvest off of his own words. The enemy is trying to goad him in the flesh to get him to say things so that he can harvest those words, argue them before the court of God, and then get a way open to now gain a harvest off of the administration from those words. That is what's going on. And that's why after that left his mouth, I felt it in my spirit. I knew. When I heard him say it, I went, this is not good. The enemy's going to use this. And not long after that, we see what happened in front of the White House. And the battle truly is the Lord's. The Lord doesn't save with sword or spear, but they keep coming with sword and spear and javelin. They keep coming with physical weapons. And what the administration has to do is keep saying, but we come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. Saul stood there and refused as king to be a leader. He stood there and criticized. He stood there and cowered behind his men. He stood there and delayed. He stood there and appeased. What do you think the Conservative Party is doing right now? They're filled with Sauls. This is why Camp David is being called for in this time. It is prophetically symbolic that President Trump has chosen to do this in this time. The Conservative Party is filled with Sauls, and I've got news for them. The kingdom is about to be torn away from you and given to a neighbor of yours that has been found worthy in the sight of God for these positions, including Republican majority leader. The kingdom is being torn away from the Sauls that have sat on the sidelines and don't want to engage Goliath. They want to ignore that Goliath's there and keep going and criticizing the president for wanting to do something about Goliath. The Conservative Party is filled with Sauls, and the Davids are now coming. The Reagans are now coming. There has been a delay in order to bring the Davids up into position, to bring the remnant rising now, to position them where they need to be so they can prophetically speak into the areas of the nation, into the battles, into the elections, into the cities, into the towns, into the squares, and bring down political machines that have been taunting Goliaths. While those who claim to be seasoned have stood on the sidelines and allowed Goliath to taunt. You've allowed it. Heads of the Conservative Party, conservative podcasters. You've allowed it. And that spirit of Saul is about to be evicted out of the conservative party and the kingdom torn away and given to a neighbor of yours that has been found worthy of such. That has been found worthy. That's why Camp David's being called for now. This is why. Because Goliath is taunting. And the one that understands covenant is the one that understands how to take down Goliath. Not the one that is the best weapons expert. Not the one that has the most battle experience. Not the one that is the most seasoned militarily. Not the one that's the most seasoned politically. But the one that understands the grounds in which Almighty God wants the battle fought from. And when it came to Goliath and the Philistines, Almighty God wanted the battle fought from grounds of covenant, which Saul did not understand, nor could he war from. And that's why someone who understood with the vision and understood the jurisdiction and understood the legal ramifications in the spirit of covenant had to be brought in to fight that battle, because that was a covenant battle. And now that we have rededicated this nation, we wonder why what's unfolding is unfolding with Iran. We wonder why all of a sudden the political machine is being challenged in areas of our nation. We wonder why Goliaths are taunting and are about to be given their wage. Because it's that time and it's that season. And we as the church have to recognize this and pray into it and prophesy and speak in faith and intercede into those situations. David didn't look like a warrior. He didn't look like a king on the outside. But on the inside, he was so far advanced beyond Saul and that army. So these people being raised up may not look the part. They may not speak the part. They may not act the part. That's because internally is where God is looking for the qualifications now to be raised up in order to upend parts of the political machine. He's searching for it, and we're watching it happen, and this is the timing of it, and all of this is intersecting now with Iran, with President Trump, with these attempts on his life, with these races, with the midterms. The midterms in itself are a Goliath. You're going to let Goliath taunt, or are you going to pronounce what's going to happen at that midterms before it ever comes? And slay the political machine that is attempting to position itself to cut President Trump's term short by wicked, wicked means. Wicked. We have to recognize the time we're in, and we have to recognize the time is the church that we're in, and we have to recognize the standard that's been raised, the covenant that has been made, and that now not only the administration and the cabinet, but the leadership of the church is held to the jurisdiction of that covenant. It's held to the terms of the covenant. We're held to it. This is serious. President Trump and the cabinet are going to be held now and weighed against the covenant that's been made. The church, you're being weighed against the covenant that's been made. Eli and his wicked sons are being weighed. And we're going to get into that on Thursday, because there's prophecy going back years about this. Praise God. And we're going to get into that on Thursday. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to try to land this plane here, because I could keep going, in all honesty. I could just keep going. I could keep preaching tonight on this. But I'm telling you, 1 Samuel 17:45 through 47 will intensify through President Trump the rest of his presidency. It will intensify. It will keep echoing. It will keep outcrying. It will keep coming up. It will keep paralleling. And this is why Camp David now is coming into the picture. The fact he even had the thought to suddenly have a meeting at Camp David is prophetic in itself. Now they're going to have a Camp David at the White House. Because Saul ain't working. Saul's policies aren't working. You need David. You need the one who understands covenant and who has the boldness. The Word of God says the righteous are as bold as a lion. That's what you need in this time. That is what you need. All glory be to God. Okay. Now, I'm going to show you guys something, so stay on. We got a surprise new resident at the sanctuary this week. And we're going to show you and where she came from. We have pictures of her. This is, her name was Peekaboo. Our team asked if we could name her Peaches. This is Peaches. She is a pineapple conure. She came all the way from the Gathering Place Rescue in Texas. So the Gathering Place, wonderful rescue in Texas, reached out to us. They had to drive dogs up to the East Coast, actually, that were rescued. And they asked if we had any room for little Peaches to take her in because they could not care for her. Unfortunately, they're a little overwhelmed at the time. So please just pray for the Gathering Place Rescue. If you'd like to help them, please go help them. But they're out of Texas. And so we talked about it. We said we think we could make room. She was driven up from Texas. She was dropped off on Sunday. They got a tour of the sanctuary. Our assistant manager, Emily, actually did that. And we now have her in our possession. She is in quarantine because when new birds come in, you have to quarantine them. She is in quarantine. And once our avian vet sees her tomorrow, she will be moving upstairs to be Mordecai's roommate. So Mordecai is finally getting a girlfriend after all this time. Very sweet little bird. And so she's moving upstairs tomorrow after the avian vet gives us the all clear. We already have her cage up there. Did that over the weekend. Our team will be setting it up tomorrow. And so now Peaches, Mordecai, and little Buddy the guinea pig are all roommates. So this is getting, and let me tell you something, there is a scandal going on at Ark of Grace because I don't know if it's Mordecai or if it's Buddy. I'm going back to check the cameras. Someone is helping Buddy escape out of his playpen. And this is a scandal that has rocked Ark of Grace because all of a sudden Buddy is running around the bird room and his door is wide open. So this is a scandal right now, and I'm going to go to the film, and we are going to find out who is helping Buddy constantly escape from his cage. It is hilarious. And so once we get the footage, it's going to our social media team, and I'm sure they will do something fabulous with it and put it out. So wanted to share that all with you. Also, brace for impact. Guys, if ever there was a prophetic title for a book, this is it. The Lord gave me this title. It is out everywhere books are sold. This is a prophetic book that talks about the things we're talking about now, except I wrote it in June of 2025, and it goes all the way up to 2028 and the election and even beyond. So if you would like to get a copy of Brace for Impact, if you would like to read prophetically not only what we're watching happen now, but what's coming up to 2028, go to arcofgrace.org. You'll see Brace for Impact on the front page, and you can click on the link. It'll take you to Amazon. You can purchase it there. I believe they have two-day shipping. It has been a bestseller in categories on Amazon, praise the Lord. Also, it is on Charisma Media, Barnes & Noble, and anywhere books are sold. And I've got another one in the works, and we'll be talking about that in the coming weeks ahead. But Brace for Impact, all glory be to God. That book was written, and we pray it really ministers to people and really compels them towards the Word of God in this time. Events, if you'd like to know where I'm going to be, June 19th through 20th, the Remnant Rising Reawaken America Tour. You could go to arcofgrace.org/events or text the phone number on the screen to request tickets. It's going to be at Sheridan Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I will be there speaking. Clay Clark has roped me into another Reawaken America, and we're happy to be going and doing it. So we're looking forward to seeing all of you there. I'm going to be meeting people too, praying over people. So we're headed to Tulsa in June. And please pray, because that's going to be the first time, actually, that Chris is going to fly since what happened in January. Also, Awaken the Nation, Washington, D.C., September 18th to 20th. I'm going to be back in D.C. I may be back before that, but at least I'm going to be there in September. So if you'd like to learn more, go to arcofgrace.org/events if you'd like to come to Awaken the Nation in Washington, D.C. Also, the last final things for tonight, we're going to put up Sentry H2O. This is a 5-stage water filtration system that not only fits under your sink, they have them for the whole house, as well as a portable one you can connect to your hoses to feed your horses, your livestock, and your animals. Clean, filtered water. So it removes harmful toxins. It increases the pH. It is a very easy installation, and the filter has a lifespan of up to a year. It's wonderful not only for homes, but apartments as well, even your barns. They have a portable one, like I said. You can hook up to your hoses. So if you would like to purchase this incredible water filtration system, you could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, click on Sentry, and use promo code GRACE10 for a 10% discount. Also, Rafa, as we close, this is a product I created with Dr. Sherwood. This is Rafa for women. Rafa means healer in Hebrew. It is made to work with a woman's system and everything we endure as women as we go through life. So if you'd like to learn more about Rafa, if you would like to purchase Rafa to help supplement what you're already doing, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. Click on Rafa there and you can learn more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, I got to tell you, I'm still heated up from all this. I could just start off again and just go running off again. But praise the Lord, we're going to land this plane. We're going to land this plane. So we appreciate all of you coming on tonight. I will be live again on Thursday. So mark your calendars. We will be putting out a post about it, but I will be live again on Thursday. We're looking very forward to that. And so we always want to encourage you in the word as we close. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Psalm 91, I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. These scriptures are meant to be spoken in walking with obedience to the Lord. They're meant to sharpen you and bring you into submission and bring you into obedience and sharpen your soul and your spirit and renew your mind. And this is why we want to encourage you in it. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 23, 14 through 19. I say those scriptures every night before bed, including the Lord's Prayer, Matthew chapter 6. I get up during the night now and pray, and then I'm praying in the morning, and then these are the things that I pray at night. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. That, to us, we should be taking note of that, and we should be incorporating that into our prayer life as well. It's the order of the Our Father. That is so important for us to understand. Also, Hebrews 11 as well. Also, 1 Samuel 17. Go read the account of David and Goliath. Go read the entire account of what happened in this time. I'm encouraging you, given what's happening in the nation, go refresh yourself if you haven't read it lately. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Praise the Lord. And thank you to everyone who hung in there with us tonight. Thank you to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. We always appreciate you being on. And we look forward to being on live with you on Thursday. So we love you. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your evening. Armor up. Keep the faith. God bless.